Let's practice mountain pose, also known as Tadasana in Sanskrit. Tadasana is a standing posture where we learn to distribute our weight equally on both sides of our body. It helps to improve our balance and improve our posture. When we first practice Tadasana, it's a good idea to practice Tadasana against a wall. We could take the short end of our mat up against the wall, bring our shoulder blades to touch the wall, and our buttocks to touch the wall. Then how close our feet are or our heels are to the wall all depends on the size of our buttocks. So we just adjust the position of our feet so that the ankles do feel like they are underneath the hip joints. It's also helpful to use a yoga block when we first practice Tadasana. We place the yoga block between our thighs. So halfway between our knees and our upper thighs, we squeeze the block. And this helps to also activate the inner line of our legs. So it helps to activate the inner line of our legs. Plus it also helps with the alignment of our feet. So it helps to bring the feet directly underneath the hips. So let's move to the ground. Let's start at the feet. And we're going to make sure our toes are turned slightly in so that our feet feel almost slightly pigeon-toed. We do this because we want the outside line or the baby toe side of our feet to be parallel to the outside edges of our mat. So we could bend down and take our hands down to the outsides of our feet and just check or feel, the baby toe side of our feet feel like they are in a straight line. Or we could just take a few moments, be present in our bodies and feel what the sensations in the feet feel like. So if they feel like pretty comfortable and there's not one part of the foot that has more intense sensations than another part, then we know we're probably standing with the feet nicely balanced. We want to lift our toes one at a time and see if we can place the toes down on the mat one at a time. So grounding each pad of each toe down into the mat. We become aware of the big toe mound, the baby toe mound, the outside heel of each foot and the inside heel, back heel of each foot. And we consciously press all four corners of our feet into the mat. We start moving our awareness up the legs and we are actively squeezing our block. We feel the inner line of our thigh muscles become active and even the lower abdomen becoming active. What we can do now is maybe bend our knees a little and tilt our tailbone forward and bring our sacrum, which is that bony triangle just above our bum, bring that part of the back against the wall and then slowly straighten the legs as you slide the buttocks up the wall. So what this does is it helps to keep the tailbone tilted a little bit more forward and it helps to keep our abdominals active. If this feels a little bit too uncomfortable or they are intense sensations in your lower back, just play with the position and maybe tucking the tailbone under too much is uncomfortable for you. Then you just play around until you feel comfortable and the sensations aren't intense or uncomfortable. Okay, so our legs are straight, our sacrum is pushing into the wall, our shoulder blades are pushing into the wall, and our arms are resting at our sides with the palms facing each other, or facing our thighs. We want to take our shoulders up, back, and down. So we roll the heads of our shoulders back and down and slide our shoulder blades down our back, still making contact with the wall. Now let's Tuck our chin slightly, just slightly, and move the ears back towards the wall so that we are lengthening the back of our neck. If your head touches the wall, the back of your head touches the wall, that's good. But if doing this is really uncomfortable, just balance your head perfectly on top of your neck so that you don't feel any intense sensations or discomfort in your neck. So we're now also reaching through our fingertips, our arms are active. Then move the awareness to the breath. Start inhaling and exhaling through the nostrils. Gradually starting to lengthen our inhalations and deepen our exhalations. Allow the rib cage to be soft and the belly to be soft as the breath enters your body. And then as you exhale, just lightly draw your belly button back towards your spine. So spend a few moments focusing on your breath and scanning your body from the crown of your head down to the tips of the toes and from the tips of the toes up to the crown of the head. Just trying to locate any areas of the body that are working a little bit harder than other parts of the body and see if you can consciously relax those areas or redistribute the weight so that the body is working, or each part of the body is working more evenly together. So like I said earlier, Tadasana or mountain pose is a very good posture to help us to redistribute our weight or learn to balance our weight equally on both sides of the body. So in every yoga posture, that is what we want to aim for. We want to feel that the whole body is exerting the same amount of effort to make this posture or make each posture happen. So we don't want any areas of tension in the body. We just consciously work at releasing those areas of tension, and gradually the body learns to work together or equally.